I didn't mean to put all this sadness on you. I just find Christmas difficult. Oh, Henry, I'm so glad you're here, and, you know, I'd rather know. I mean, you just come out of nowhere and disappear, and if I know things about your life, you seem more real, even terrible things. I need to know as much as you can say.
Alicia is calling down the stairs for Claire. It is time for Claire to join her family to celebrate Christmas. I stand, and we kiss cautiously. And Claire says, "Coming!" and gives me a smile, and then she's running up the stairs. I prop the chair under the door again and settle in for a long night. Christmas Eve 2. Saturday, December 24th, 1988. Henry is 25. I call Dad and ask if he wants me to come over for dinner after the Christmas matinee concert. He makes a half-hearted attempt at inviting me, but I back out to his relief. The official de Tamble Day of Mourning will be conducted in multiple locations this year. Mrs. Kim has gone to Korea to visit her sisters. I've been watering her plants and taking in her mail. I call Ingrid Carmichael to ask her to come out with me, and she reminds me crisply that it's Christmas Eve and some people have families to kowtow to. I run through my address book. Everyone is out of town or in town with their visiting relatives. I should have gone to see Graham and Gramps. Then I remember they're in Florida. It's 2:53 in the afternoon and stores are closing down. I buy a bottle of schnapps at Al's and stow it in my overcoat pocket. Then I hop on the L at Belmont and ride downtown. It's a gray day and cold. The train is half full, mostly people with their kids going down to see Marshall Field's Christmas windows and do last-minute shopping at Water Tower Place. I get off at Randolph and walk east to Grant Park. I stand on the icy overpass for a while, drinking.